Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for Mind Shock with Dr. Ron Dalrymple, the premier podcast in the world, bringing you hidden truths about your mind's incredible powers. Get ready to free your mind.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock, talking today about a topic we brought up before, a very fascinating topic of light versus darkness or good versus evil. We've talked about this before in various shows. I've studied this for many, many years, and I have a great friend on tonight, an expert in religion, metaphysics, and the higher mind, Carlos Verdugo. Carlos, how you doing?
I'm great, Ron. How about you? How are you doing?
Great. Thanks a lot. Great to have you back on the show. Of course, tonight we spoke recently about the history of good versus evil in the world.
Yes,
we talked before, of course, about...
Nice to be back talking with you again, as a matter of fact. We're going through some exciting times, aren't we?
We certainly are. There's a lot of fighting now at deep level for control of the world by various dark forces versus light forces.
That is true.
We're going to show that there's been four power civilizations upon Earth we have evidence of. So I'm going back to like 70,000 years in the Sahara into the Mediterranean. There's some 200 cities found on four of the Mediterranean. Who built them? Well, they were built a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth at one time was one continent and broke up by continental drift.
Mm-hmm.
There's some 10,000 pyramids around the Earth. We have four large ones in Antarctica. So you can see from space who built those.
Mm-hmm.
The large one off Mexico, 10 times the size of Giza. It's underwater. Who built them? So we've had prior civilizations on Earth, and some sources say it's some 450,000 years ago that various forces tried to enslave the world and have trying to do so today. The national banking and so forth, trying to gain control of populations by controlling the money system, by fiat money. It's called, often referred to as Babylonian fiat money. I did research on that. You wrote a paper on that. Please tell us about that, your point of view on that fiat money system.
The money system predates the Crusades, predates Rome by over 900 years. And that money system... kind of was the fall of Rome, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
There was a plan that was devised to purposely destroy Rome through a banking system, a corrupt banking system.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people want to credit the banking system to the Templars, which is not entirely true.
Mm-hmm.
I have found it in enough to say that the banking system was designed around absolute evil, absolute control, no other reason for it to exist other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may say a few things on that.
Sure, go ahead.
We know that Rome fell for many things, and many historians have contrived certain theories on that. Two of the reasons, one being... sexual immorality, and the other is the poor banking system.
Mm-hmm.
When Rome fell, the collapse of the Roman Empire through the corrupt banking system destroyed everything. It destroyed commerce, engineering, tradesmen, and their trades basically disappeared. We don't know to this day. We do not know 100%. How a lot of the stuff that these Romans built was built. Now,
mm-hmm.
I have read certain individuals who have done a great deal of study in architecture, and they have not been able to find a single sketch, on how any of the stuff was developed, designed, or made. nor the equipment. There are some remnants. You know, archaeologists have found a few remnants of tools here and there. But when that collapse happened, it destroyed everything. It was a mystery, and it still is, to how some of the stuff was built back then because of what the banking system did. However, at the same time, that same system, remember, later on grew through the canonization, the creation of the religion of Christianity, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the banking system found something new to attach itself to, which is the Judeo-Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And it was being built right after that. So it found something to hook onto. And when it did, well, with that, they basically built in all of Europe through the Crusades. And, of course, from there you have the institutions that these banking systems come with, which is a myriad of institutions. Mm-hmm. So they functioned in the temple as money changers. Money lending, you know, is pretty much just that. It's just changing money. And the banks loan with interest payments. So many changers take percentage off the top. The Crusaders, you know, such as the Templars and other families that we can't name, verbatim, but we're not going to, but not exclusive to those families, combined both the function and added investment. Okay, and then that provision of funds for the permanent position of the object or the endeavor. Queen Isabella, for example, was an investor. And so all of these individuals joined forces, and the whole thing, it's all contrived basically to enslave society. This system of banking is designed exactly for that. However, today, we're seeing something historic. We're going to witness the most historic transfer of wealth ever. And that's going to happen through a digitized system. Of course, I don't say that that digital system is entirely, off the hands of the bankers. It, to a certain extent, it might still be in their hands. But that's what we're looking at now.
Yeah, it's going to be a really very interesting history, going back to the Templars up to 1090s. They, of course, started the Crusades, going to Jerusalem and so forth. They created their own banking system where they could put money into their bank in France and then take it back out with a letter of transfer and arrive in Jerusalem. So there's an international banking component that was taken over 200 years later by some claim below family, LOWE, who were involved in banking and whatnot. And they organized some of the kings and whatnot of Europe to accuse them of all kinds of falsehoods, destroy the Templars, and steal their banking system. Mm-hmm. So throughout history, it's been a key component of enslaving a nation by creating fiat money. So you create money out of thin air, which is what the Federal Reserve System does, the Bank of England, starting in 1688 and Bank Act 1694, the U.S. is 1913, the Federal Reserve Act. Mm-hmm. Control these countries by manufacturing their own money out of thin air, loan it to the people, huge compound interest rates. Of course, is a great evil, too, because it compounds it massively. Thereby create these massive, massive debt upon us, like a huge personnel in America, much of it's from the banking system, right?
Correct.
Phony debt. And they tax us to death to pay back the phony debt they created out of thin air. That's how they enslave the people, show all your assets, and give it to a small group of the super rich. The uber rich control the world and have for countless thousands of years.
Correct.
Massive fraud. They also
that
start wars to make money, turn one side against another, to lower the world's population and make hundreds of billions selling arms and whatnot. It's really a sick system. Now, when Trump was in power before, he took away control of the Federal Reserve and gave it to Congress, where it's supposed to be by the Constitution. Took it away from the Federal Reserve, from the private bankers, and gave it to Congress. Of course, as soon as Biden gave it right back to the Federal Reserve, owned by the international banking cartel. Trump again put it back in the hands of Congress when it was supposed to be, and try to rectify some of these problems. He's got some issues, clearly, but he has the right to the idea to recreate America the way it's supposed to be, at least according to many, many sources. You have different opinions about him, but the point is there's been vast corruption in the world for a long, long time. And people in the dark is trying to enslave the world also by controlling the media, against all kinds of baloney, all kinds of lies. You mentioned demoralization. That's one of the key components of Chinese communism doing some beta country like they've been doing in America, frankly, for many, many years. They bring in demoralization to make it very amoral. They have all kinds of sex put into the system, all kinds of drugs, work across the border in Mexico by China, who sells it to the cartels who bring it across.
That is correct.
Then they get from Afghanistan, which, various sources sold to China $1.5 billion 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Let the audience guess who that was. In any case, there's vast corruption at the top. You must clean the system up, get rid of usury and monopolies. As you mentioned, the usury of banking associates with many big corporations and monopolies, which are part of the system, so the arms industry, the media industry, all the brainwashing given to us to enslave people through their wealth. So it's kind of like from cradle to grave, they'll control us and make us their serfs. People want to be free. We all want to be free, and that's given by the path to light. That light helps you get to a higher state of consciousness.
Exactly.
Go ahead and jump in here. What do you think about all that?
I look at the end game is to ruin every nation morally and financially.
Right.
And then they bring about their new world order and a banking system that will enslave everybody equally into poverty.
That's right.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
Is what the goal is. And in England, the banking system was so corrupt that even Shakespeare in one of his plays talks about how in his play Richard II, you know, Act 2, Scene 1, your listeners can look that up, and he actually is talking about how England had basically become conquered by the myriad of banks that were there. They were basically ripping every Englishman off and basically making a slave system is what
the time was
forever.
Yeah,
I think what they're doing now, when we go to the, we talk about the, you mentioned something there that touched on something that I've been looking into for a while, and that has to do with, you know, the human trafficking and the cults that come with that. Many people think it's just sex trafficking, and they just look at it, oh, this is just sex trafficking. It's a little bit more involved than that. It's a cult, and these individuals are, they're not just sick individuals. They're evil individuals. And you as a psychologist, I'm sure that you've treated people for post-traumatic stress disorder, people who've gone, you know, have been into combat, people who have suffered, you know, some dramatic stress in their life, and they've seen evil, okay? But the evil that runs all of that is a different type of evil. It is something that manifests itself on its own. It's not like a priest exorcising a demon out of somebody. No, this is a demon that manifests itself on its own and basically has engulfed all of it. We don't have to go very far to look for that. It's basically all over the world. And in ancient history, we see a great deal of that.
Yeah, let me jump in there, There are some resources on that. I mentioned before in the show some books by Joachim Hagopian, H-A-G-O-P-I-A-N, about the deep state and basically Satanism. Satanism has been alive in the world for a long time.
Yes.
Trying to create some diabolical influence and whatnot. They've gotten into all kinds of, you know, child sacrifice and bloodletting, all kinds of really sick, demented stuff. The child trafficking is part of their game.
Yes.
Hagopian gives a very extensive history going back thousands, even hundreds, and then hundreds of years about the families involved in this, what they've done. There's many specific dates, times, places where people involved in this, people who were murdered and so forth. It's important to read. Understand.
It is.
Great
and
has
thing, a lot of this stuff, believe it or not, goes back
to our books that we produce and our,
our
films we've done and so forth are all about trying to awaken folks to a higher state of consciousness, more towards the light.
Yes.
I mean, some of the best sources on that are the I Am series by Saint Germain Foundation. They get right into how do you awaken your own awareness of that higher state within you? Because the great secret is, the great secret in the world is that we all have that power inside us. And what all the avatars did, Christ, Moses, Buddha, Krishna, and so forth, they were able to do these great miracles, we all can do the same thing as their argument. And you can learn how to do that. We're not taught that, of course, in this world. We're taught to be dumbed down by schools, by religions, by corporations, by the media. Certainly, they don't want to tell us this. They lose their control.
Yeah,
they're people of darkness who want to enslave us. Wants to be their serfs to serve their needs, not have us be free, independent, people with great power and such, which is what we are potentially. We all have the potential. Our goal in life is to evolve that and to develop that, which is what our books are all about and our films are all about. And again, of course, the I Am series by Saint Germain. People should all read that, study that.
Yeah.
And go and understand just how much evil is out there. So we must counteract it. We must build towards the light. That's the goal we have all on the planet Earth, I would argue. I'm sure you agree with that.
I want to add that before, you know, I also want to touch on the book you published The Inner Manager. I read the book, and I want to touch on that book a little bit. And I found a few things that I wanted to share with you and your audience. The Greeks are overlooked in history a great deal.
No.
A lot of the literature we have, and even to this day, nobody has been able to translate all of the ancient Greek writings. I mean, from what I understand, there is thousands upon thousands of writings that have not been translated. Don't know if that will ever be done completely at some point in time. But there's one thing about the nature that nursed the Greeks, okay, in this hard school that they grew up in. And it made them conscious of themselves and their worth. And without self-worth, they would have never made any important contribution to the human experience.
That's right.
The belief that man must be honored for his individual worth and treated with respect just because he is himself. This was a Greek ideology. This was Greek philosophy. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we basically changed that. And a lot of this happened through the institutions, the corruption of the institutions. There was also a great deal of flaws in a lot of the practices that these ancients used. We can't get away from the pharmaceuticals, okay? And the fact that these individuals were experimenting with what we call today psychedelics, to them back then was either a poison or an antidote. Okay, and they were using these things as a means to arrive to that state of consciousness. Now, we have, of course, through many of the philosophers of India, Asia, Europe, but most importantly, those that worked on the consciousness. Okay, the level that these individuals arrived, these Greeks arrived, especially in Ionia. Okay, was pretty interesting because they were going into Ionic life and what that meant. And it was to them a state of where you were animating from one state to another. And that you were able to do this, and the reason I'm going to your book is because on page, I even have it written, tabbed here, tabulated, page 69 on the book, The Inner Manager, where the apprentice, or as they call it, the neophyte, is taking notes. Note number 4 says, these thought emotion fixations project our intentions, desires, and fears into the surrounding world and eventually make either our desires or fears come true.
Exactly right.
Now, project, to project, the word project, we know that a lot of individuals practice projection, more especially Dharuma, Bodhidharma, and many Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, the ancient practice of projection. Without the use of drugs, these people were doing it out of basically a stimulation of the mind and understanding what it means to be soul conscious. This book is excellent, and I've read the book twice. I highly recommend anybody to read this book that you published to me. It is an excellent book because it would help any individual seeking to find consciousness to work, first awaken themselves from within. That's how it all starts. We have to, how we're going to do that, we're going to transfer an incredible amount of knowledge. I mean, today we have the internet, we have YouTube, TikTok. I mean, you can go on YouTube and figure out how to change the motor mounts on your car. You watch a couple of videos, and then before you know it, you buy yourself the tools. You can do it yourself.
Right.
We couldn't do that before.
No.
And you and I, I know myself especially, have a lot of the knowledge that I've acquired I've had to buy from individuals who had private libraries that were being sold, you know, either at a rummage sale or the individual died and the stuff was being sold off. And that's how I came across a lot of these books. And some of these books are just one-time print. They weren't printed for a large group of people. We have to remember, too, that a lot of these individuals of great wealth and power and prestige, back in the earlier part of the 19th century, they were literally looking for knowledge from other parts of the world. And in bringing those individuals to their homes, to here to the United States, and had them live with them so that they can learn from these individuals what they knew about human consciousness. Because they still want to control that. It's not just the money. It's not just the cult practices. It's not just the evil intentions. It's the absolute control of the human conscience, because they're losing it. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing what this new administration in Washington wants to do by getting rid of the entire school board. What is the school board, founded in 1906 by a man by the name of Horstmann? What's the school board based on? Well, what is our educational system based on? It's based on a Prussian system. Prussia, that used to be, then they later on became Germany. It's a system of indoctrination. No. So we have been regularly fed a steady amount of an indoctrination institutionalized system in order to make us, we accept this stuff just on a whim. But it's falling apart. It's falling apart, Ron, because right now, media is basically losing a great deal of traction.
That's right. Well, Carl said it's a very fascinating topic. We're going to get back to it in a second. We have to take a moment, take a break from our sponsors. Folks, we're here today, Dr. Ron Dalrymple in Mind Shock. My guest, Carl Verdugo, very, very fascinating philosopher and expert in religion. Folks, we'll be back in a moment, so don't go away.
This show is brought to you by BarkBox. Free box to all listeners of Mind Shock. Go to BarkBox.com/MindShock. Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything. And once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Paradise Found, 2015, is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost, 2015, at Amazon.com, and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost, 2015. At Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com. Remember, positive impacts. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple in Mind Shock.
I were talking with an old friend of mine, a great philosopher, expert on religion, higher powers of the mind, Carlos Verdugo. We're talking about, he mentioned one of the concepts in one of our books called The Inner Manager, Mastering Business, Home, and Self, and the second edition revised is a current issue. It's been written some. So about the concept of our thoughts and emotions, which we create, then project from us. We talked before about the thoughts are more like electrical fields, emotions more like magnetic fields, so very similar to electromagnetic energy. Probably emotion energy also projects from us, travels through space, and will manifest in various ways. It might sound radical to some folks, but if you read our book, The Inner Manager, plus our book, Quantum Field Psychology, explains in much more detail. It explains the mathematics and physics of how this works. Also, our film, The Endless Question on Amazon Prime, also gets into it. But the idea is mind has great power through which you visualize, which is made manifest by your emotions. Your emotions are very powerful magnetic fields which project from you. You carry your thoughts, electrical fields, into space, affect other people around you, and actually make things happen in your life. So the mind, everybody, your mind and emotions have great power. What you think about, what you feel, especially what you feel strongly, you will create in life which comes back to you. It's part of the power of attraction, it goes way beyond it. The spiritual levels, it also has to do with raising your consciousness to a much higher state, which is what we're really all about. Various states we're working on. Carlos, myself, and many others around the world are trying to promote these ideas to help human race move forward and realize our potential. We all have that spark of divinity, frankly, inside us, which has been denied and blocked out and we've lied to about for thousands of years, or who knows how long, some say 450,000 years, as the powers that be, the uber rich and corrupt, try to enslave the planet. So we all need to wake up now, all over the world. We're talking like some, I don't know how many, close to 200 countries, I think, with this show, and 2.8 million people, I guess it's more by now. So we want folks to work on these issues, read these books, read the I Am series, also books that Carlos recommends, a lot of great works he's gotten into, which promote these ideas. They're all far greater than we think. The greatest secret never told. We all have that spark of divinity inside us. We can bring it forth in our lives massively to change who we are. If you don't believe that, read these books, study these books, and you will, I think, be amazed, especially when you give some time to develop and work within you. We're all like these pupae, worms, as it were, which then evolve into a butterfly. So we're in a certain state of physical body now. We're actually spiritual beings. We then evolve into a much higher state where we have these divine powers. It might sound like a real shock, but there's a lot of evidence about that going out of history, and people have done it around the world. Carlos, go ahead and jump in there, please.
Well, there is a the knowledge transfer is the important thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Herodotus, Greek historian, right, once said that it seemed to be easier to deceive the multitude than it was to deceive one man.
Right. Okay?
And true, even though the Ionians were seeking for the Ionic life, the christening of the eyes. Most Christians today have never been, don't know what it's like to have your eyes christened. In other words, their eyes have not been opened yet. So we have been told a certain amount of what the soul is, what soul consciousness is, but we have not been told the full story. I've discussed this with many Bible scholars, especially those who are very literate in ancient Greek, and the Septuagint, for example, one of the oldest translations from Hebrew to Greek. There are certain phrases in there that tell an entirely different story than what we're told, and then we see that people took the story that whether it was Apollonius of Tyana, whether it was Jesus of Nazareth, the teachings were diluted, and they were turned into a jumbled mess of words that you required a theologian to break it down for you. And so there was no theology back then. That didn't exist. That had to be created in order so that I can tell you how you are going to have a soul and how your soul is going to work. When, as you said, and so righteously put together, and like I said, in this very simple book, that this is something that is achievable, but you first have to have self-worth. You have to first understand that you are a valued individual, that you are worth your time on earth is just as valuable as anything else, and that you represent something. And a lot of people just go through life basically mundane, don't really care. Mm-hmm. They're not even watching what's going on. Mm-hmm. What happens today?
Let me jump in there. I want to build upon that concept. Don't mean to cut you off, but the concept of self-esteem, self-worth, and self-image are really key to the personality. They're the foundation or the nucleus of the mind, which form the very first days, months, weeks, and years of life. So how you feel about yourself and how you see yourself are really key to the evolution of your conscious state. But first off, you learn how to trust or distrust the external world. Right? You also develop a concept of self versus other. And you develop concepts of trust versus mistrust. Eventually, you form the ego at the age of five. That's the foundation to develop properly a very healthy, very well-formed person who's relaxed, positive, and so forth, believes in themselves, very creative, successful in life. However, in most families, it does not happen. Most families, the kids are abused, neglected, mistreated, or they go to school and tell all kinds of lies or beat up on by other kids. They're selling drugs in schools. The Emancipatory Department of Education has been part of this by selling all kinds of garbage to our kids, by misleading them, through the class administration, the lies we cut the kids and mix them up and take them off the course. So we have a whole mess now, these kids. Even these kids going into the military are like kind of spoiled and coddled from childhood, so they can't really grow up and be adults in the military, so they want to get out. There's a big push in the military, people trying to get out. They don't want to serve their country. They thought they just did it for career or whatever. They change their minds. They realize there's a responsibility demanded upon them. But the key to that developing personality and ego is self-esteem and self-image. And it goes, of course, from a personality disorder or many other types of psychological disorders that I've treated and dealt with for many, many decades. That's really key to our concepts of self-esteem, self-worth. We build upon with people. We see them help believe themselves and how to love themselves, respect themselves, and other people as well. You mentioned that the Greeks taught that, knew that. The sense of self-worth is profound and very, very important to developing the individual and to creating a very balanced, positive society. So please go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. I believe you described it, you know, as a psychologist would.
Sure.
So I think that I found, and I've been doing a small study of my own, and this is my own personal studying, my own personal research in the past 10 years. And it has to do with a lot of these individuals. You just mentioned the military, and that brought that to mind. An individual who spend a better life of 20 years in the service, who have, were either special forces or they were military contractors, but spend a great portion of their lives in the field of combat. And when they've come out, as you just said, you know, they sometimes felt like they've lost this connection. And some have reverted to drugs, alcohol. And what saved a lot of them that I've noticed by looking at these, studying these individuals, listening to their conversations, listening to their podcasts, listening to their exchanges amongst one another, is that they reverted back to a tradition of discipline. So they reverted back to a system to indoctrinate themselves, to pull themselves away from those bad habits, to start that journey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I worked for the military, I spent several years working for the VA and also for the military directly, and also teaching college for men and overseas in various countries. So I was working for the military about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago was great. Nowadays it's a mess. But we have to take a short break here in a moment, folks. We'll get right back to these concepts. Okay, Dr. Ron Donoff on Mind Shock. My guest, Carlos Verdugo, folks, we'll be right back.
Here's a fun, stimulating program that can teach you how to develop your own powers of creation. It uses a three-part mind, stimulating approach to get you to develop your own creative thinking. It will help you create a powerful self-image and helps you see how you can take creative action. You'll develop your thinking power and your skills, and you can do this in 8 days. Get Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, 8 Days to Creative Power, on Amazon.com. Overcome your problems with the step-by-step guide. So get 8 Days to Creative Power on Amazon.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery.
a powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple and Mind Shock. My guest today, Carlos Verdugo. We're talking about some fascinating concepts about the evolution of light versus darkness on planet Earth for many, many thousands of years and some of the various influences thereupon, how humankind is trying to evolve to a higher state of consciousness or the evolution of consciousness. And it's funny, I've gone to some seminars run by some psychologists talking about the evolution of psychotherapy. Even one of my books called Quantum Field Psychology, which is a huge advance in psychology. It's a whole new paradigm of thought. And they were shocked because they mostly focus upon guys who were famous 50 years ago and they keep focusing on their work, which is good work, it's great stuff. Cognitive stuff and so forth. So look, you talk about the evolution, this is where it's going, folks. Let's focus on this, but they're not quite there yet. So these new ideas take time to sink in. It takes a long time for new consciousness to be accepted. It takes a lot of work, but very often people suffer a lot, like we've seen happen in the last 4 years, and in the U.S. with the economy being so bad, I mean, horrible decisions made, quite intentionally, I would argue, to destroy the economy, because part of the purpose of these dark forces is to destroy America. But America's a thorn in the side, because Americans believe in freedom. Pardon us, right? We know freedom's so important. People want freedom more than wealth. They want freedom more than love. People want freedom more than anything because to be free allows you to attain everything else you want in life. You have to be free. We all feel within us this great, powerful force, this energy being that wants to come out. We cannot be enslaved by others. People rebel against that always. Enslavement is not going to work. The dark forces are going to be dissolved eventually as all the power and the light of the planet grows by people's consciousness, by realizing these higher concepts and working towards them together in harmony. This fellow earth, this great evil, has been here for so long, you live it once and for all. Across the degree of that, so please jump in there.
I do, and I want to add that you just mentioned something was going on today. Our society is fleeing or running away at an unprecedented rate from the media outlets, and it's doing that because it has figured out, it didn't take society a long time to figure out, that they've been duped. Right. That 99% of what comes out of their mouths is absolute BS. I'm astonished when I listen to people who go in front of Congress who are supposedly graduates out of Harvard, okay, or Cambridge, and Princeton. And they come up with the most preposterous statements. Just recently, I was watching, and I don't watch too much television, by the way. I spend most of my time reading, but just recently I was watching a dialogue between some individuals who are now coming out as UFO, now UAP. They, I guess they changed the acronyms now so it sounds different. And they're telling these Congress people who are supposedly educated people, I heard this from a friend of a friend of a friend of an acquaintance. And this friend of a friend of a friend of an acquaintance has told me that this is real. And we should investigate this. Well, I got bad news for these people. This stuff is as old as history. I mean, the ancients were seeing this stuff. You only have to read some of the Hindu religions, and you'll see that all the time. There are natural phenomena that have been around the globe forever. But how does this take away? Well, all these are distractions. Distractions from you becoming soul conscious. That is what the bottom line is. This is the work of the institutions. How can I distract you to keep you from bettering yourself? That's what the whole goal is. And at the same time, enslave you with a monetary system that makes everybody a troll. So, yeah, no wonder you have people who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and everything else. I had a friend of mine who was a prosecutor for many years, and I asked him one question one time. I said, have you ever heard of a Chicago gang member who's probably shot 13, 14 people? You ever asked them if they suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder? How about the drug cartels? How about those drug cartels? How about those sicarios out there? You ever interview any of them and ask them if they felt, you know, remorse for anything they'd done or if they suffered from PTSD?
Actually,
the answer would probably be no.
Because those
people are the pure embodiment of evil.
Well, but remember, people are human beings. And I've worked in prisons, of course, before a number of times. And I've met cartel hitmen. I've met mass shooters and serial killers and whatnot. And they're really different. We find that mass shooters tend to be borderline personality disorders. So they're humiliated. They have a very low self-esteem, low identity. They get to the point where they blow up and go out and kill a bunch of people in an act of revenge and so forth. The serial killer is more of a psychopath.
Yeah.
No empathy for other people whatsoever. He's really sick type individual. So once you're in the real world, yes, they're psychopaths. We're very sick, demented people who don't care if they kill lots of people and so forth. And some of those guys, you know, they were in prison for a number of years. They kind of wake up and realize, I made a lot of mistakes. They get off the drugs, away from the gangs who kind of ran their lives and so forth. There are a lot of gangs in prison, though, too. There's like 50 gangs in prison, I believe it or not. In the case, some do mature, some pass the point. Well, from the personality sort of earlier in life, they mature some and realize they made a lot of mistakes. Some do have the pangs of conscience, but of course, you're right, those who really control these at the very top themselves are very, very sick individuals who are maintaining their state. Like you said, they're demons who come into human form or whatever. That's a real possibility.
Yeah.
The stuff they do is just profound evil.
Right.
You know, like
I work with
children around the world and bloodletting and so forth, using adrenochrome and all these sick things. They control Hollywood to brainwash people, control Congress for a long time, the White House. But now people are waking up. Like you said, we don't believe the media. We don't believe lying governments. We don't believe in these garbage. We're looking for a higher source of information. Like you said, the increase of knowledge, that's very important. But it also comes through the higher mind. It comes through, of course, YouTube and all that with more concrete dispensation of ideas. But higher ideas come to you all the time through the higher mind. Like when I was studying math and physics as a kid, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, I was in deep state of concentration, not realizing I was doing that. I was really meditating. These higher mind ideas came to me, eventually led to quantum field psychology, which first hit me in, I was 19 years old working at NASA. That's where it all started. But deep concentration is also what Nikola Tesla used. It's what Bacon used. But many thinkers throughout history have used to attain higher ideas. So knowledge increases greatly by tuning that divine source, which is always there trying to talk to us, trying to enlighten us.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Yes. It is. I work with United Bible Fellowship in Chicago, and we used to go a great deal of times. We used to go to the Illinois State Prison, and we used to sit there and basically preach the gospel to a bunch of hardened criminals. And there were a handful that you could see in their eyes that those people were just gone. I mean, what you're looking at is basically nothing. That whatever was left of that person, that individual had long since gone, and evil had overtaken it. But there was a great deal who felt remorse for what they'd done. And I kind of don't regret having done that. In a certain extent, because it gives you a hardened view of what evil really is, how it manifests itself. And I think a lot of people don't see that. And they fall into these cults, and they get it mixed up in the psychedelics, which I'm seeing a lot of people doing now, getting involved in using narcotics to try and achieve this higher state of mind, but in reality is nothing more than an acid trip that the hippies were taking back in the 60s.
Well,
it never amounted to anything other than, people whose heads were fried.
Yeah, well, I'm going to jump in a second when we come back. That's a really good point, Carl. I'm going to build upon that. And we're going to take a brief break here, folks, from Dr. Ron Dunham from Mind Shock, my guest, Cultural Digital. We'll be right back.
Paris.
Paradise Bound, 2015, is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity. Things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Quantum Field Psychology, second edition, is an astounding book on the new theory of mind. It is the first unified field theory that incorporates the influence of the mind and emotion on physical reality, the universe, and even other minds. It actually integrates all modern psychology with quantum physics, mathematics, Western and Eastern spiritual beliefs. It's the true bridge between science and spirituality. Get your copy of Quantum Field Psychology, second edition, by Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Amazon.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple and Mind Shot. Hope you have my longtime friend, Coach Verduga, an expert in religion, philosophy, the higher mind. Coach just mentioned something very, very interesting. He said that nowadays there are a lot of different organizations pushing use of psychedelics and acid trips and all this kind of stuff for a higher state of consciousness. Well, we heard that back in the 60s, in the 70s, which is really deluding and misleading because you don't need drugs. You should not use drugs to attain higher state of consciousness. It does not do it. It creates various delusions of the mind or ephemeral states or high energy states or whatever. It doesn't mess with the mind's chemistry and whatnot. Now, there's books by like Carlos Castaneda and whatnot, I read many years ago, where he did attain higher states of consciousness by working with Don Juan, a Mexican sorcerer and whatnot. He used various drugs to, by shock, induce a higher state to see a person. These are what's there. These are real states. You can get to them. The point is you don't need the drugs to get there. The drugs are very dangerous. Drugs will take you way off course. They'll say, oh, well, nowadays, oh, use a low dose, you're fine. Well, it's probably less dangerous. But you don't need drugs to get to a higher state, which is deep meditation, deep concentration. I'm doing a new book which talks about to attain a higher state, you want to be relaxed as much as possible at all times. That leads to much deeper concentration, then to a much deeper identification with a higher state. There's more to it we'll get into, but it's really very, very simple. It just takes practice every day, understanding that power is there within you and focusing upon that, and focusing upon it helps bring together an awakening in your life, your ego mind, of the higher mind. So the higher mind then melds with the lower mind, ego mind, help you use these forces in your world, help change the world. It changes you and you help others lift them up. Very powerful, powerful approach. It's like the meditation in the old days, going like thousands of years, used by yogis and whatnot. If you go to various countries in India and the East and so forth, you meet a lot of folks who do know the divinity is inside us. They accept that they know it commonly among themselves. So in the Western world, which has been very materialized, which has been forgotten or actually suppressed. So the whole point is to evolve it towards a higher state. Dwell upon light. Light's inside you. You are the light. Everybody is. You dwell upon that, you bring forth in your world. You do it all over the world now to bring harmony, joy, and peace to the world. You have all these wars, all these sick people who seize control. You remove them from power, remove monopolies, remove usury, and so forth. Monopolies are illegal. We need to enforce that all over the world. And usury should be illegal. It used to be in the ancient world. The sentence for that was death. and commit usury, they were executed because it's so dangerous. Jefferson said, the use of usury by banking international bankers is more dangerous to a nation than a standing army. He's exactly right. It's a great evil in the world. Carlos, back to you.
Hey, you've hit it right there on the nail. And I'll say this, that in that group of people who are using a lot of these psychedelics, I can't tell you how many I came across when I was working as a missionary and we were going to different places. I spent time in Latin America, Canada, and I remember individuals just coming in there. Yeah, I used to be a drug addict, and they would renounce all this, and then it wasn't about 3 weeks later they were back on the same thing again.
Right.
They never really captured anything because they never really felt what it's like to be have your eyes opened, your mind opened, because they never saw tranquility. They never had silence. And as you just mentioned, these yogis, what do they do? I mean, they're out there. Daruma stared into a rock. Bodhidharma stared into a stone. You know, these individuals basically just meditate on something for hours at a time. One thing, to get that mind empty, to allow that connection to be made without the use of drugs. Didn't need any of that.
Yeah, this Sir Isaac Newton. Yeah, Sir Newton, same thing. And Bacon,
same thing. Yeah. Same thing. And a brilliant individual there you just mentioned, Isaac Newton. You had Copernicus. Even to a certain extent, Galileo, I would say. However, the only problem we have with a lot of this stuff is that people tend to follow trends, and they get obsessed with the trends. And this is the new thing now. This is what we should be trying. And trends are garbage. They come and go, and that's been proven throughout history. Look at what those drugs did to the ancients. You know, I bet you, I haven't read, I've been wanting to read it, and it's a very expensive book to buy, but I've been wanting to read it, and it's an individual who has translated a lot of this stuff from ancient Greece, and the stuff that he's come up, the amount of narcotics that these people were using, they were basically turning people into walking pharmacies. Okay, small doses of venom from different vipers and concoctions of drugs, and then turning these people into some walking remedy. That's how far back this stuff goes. And what we're doing today is we're dumbing people down. I mean, we've had 12 consecutive years of dumbing people down. We don't need people on narcotics, you know, to say that they've had an opening experience because they ate some magic mushrooms. And then 2 weeks down the road, well, the magic mushrooms don't do it for you anymore. Now you got to have magic mushrooms and something else. You know, you tell a drug addict that shellac and milk make a good high, they'll combine that concoction and take it.
Well, people want to feel high. The thing to do is
on the streets.
And
we see the people that are drugged up, and you see it. I mean, I'm sure you've treated tons of these people.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to watch, you know, how they get hooked on this stuff. And it's just not seeking the simple, because it's simple. It's not complicated. It just requires a little bit of dedication, a little bit of discipline. It does require some discipline and a little bit of dedication. And you can't be achieved.
Let me jump in there, because the best way to feel high or good is to be working relaxation. You go work out as much as you can, as much as your doctor will allow you to do if you have physical injuries. Working out helps build your body, strengthen your body, bring in more oxygen, and detox your body as well. Detox from all the poison foods we eat, from clothing, as well kinds of chemicals and so forth, from the water as chemicals in it. Constantly being poisoned by these dark sources. So you want to do exercise several times a week. Cardio is really good to get the toxins out of your body. Work on thinking positive all the time. See the good in all things. But you're often only positive thoughts.
Yes.
Only have positive feelings, positive emotions. Remember, thought emotions project constantly. Your thoughts positive, emotions positive. Feel people with respect, kindness, and love. Love yourself, love others. Use your self-esteem and self-image very powerfully. You love yourself. You might say, I like myself, love myself 100 times a day. I'm getting better and better every day, 100 times a day. Not the negative stuff. I know people get themselves negative thoughts all the time, negative programming. Well, the whole country's getting that, whole world's getting that through the media, as you mentioned. All the garbage being fed out, all this negative stuff, the violence, the sex, kids are being fed, they're mixed up and confused. They taught all the wrong stuff intentionally.
need to bring back the higher ways. The Greek way is a great example. They were a very, very stabilized society, very successful society. The great philosophers and whatnot, they lived well. And they put the person first. Light came first, not some enslaving job. In any case, go ahead, back to you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen to what you just said. I want to add something that how people should consider the leadership that you have and why the Greeks were kind of very adamant against that. And that is the following. Emmanuel Cleaver opened the 117th Congress with a prayer to the monotheistic God of Brahma, the God of chaos. Mm-hmm. And then he sealed it with a kiss of amen and a woman. To this day, I still don't understand what in the world that means.
Of course, we're getting a short on time here, so I'm sure what he's talking about was pushing towards socialism / communism, trying to destroy the current structure and whatnot, trying to believe in a higher power by something that totally dilutes it, as we mentioned before. In any case, folks, we're talking with Coach Verduga tonight about the issues of light versus darkness, good versus evil. You check out our books on Amazon Prime. There are film endless questions on Amazon Prime or books on Amazon, such as, you know, Manager, you mentioned, which is a book about mind development, one of the earlier forms of what became quantum field psychology. Please understand, please check it out, folks, read that. Also give us a review, please. We need more reviews. Get the word out to people all over the world. And check out the I Am series by Saint Germain. Don't speak about the evil in the world. Read the books we mentioned as well about the deep state. Okay, folks, thank you, Carl, for being on. Great to have you tonight. Really enjoyed it very much. A lot of great thoughts, great insights. And folks, thank you all very much out there. See you next time for more from Mind Shock. Take care. Goodbye.